Singer Etta James was born Jamesetta Hawkins on this date in 1938. As a child, James was a gospel prodigy, singing in her church choir and on the radio at the age of 5. When she turned 12, she moved to San Francisco, where she formed a trio and was soon working for band leader Johnny Otis. In 1954, she moved to Los Angeles to record The Wallflower with the Otis Band. It was that year that the young singer became Etta James, an inverted version of her first name, and her vocal group was dubbed The Peaches. Soon after, James launched her solo career with hits like Good Rockin' Daddy in 1955. After signing with Chicago's Chess Records in 1960, James's career began to soar, and chart-topping tracks included All I Could Do Was Cry, At Last, and Trust in Me. She earned a Grammy nomination for her self-titled 1973 album. A renewed public profile followed her appearance at the opening ceremony of the Los Angeles Olympics in 1984. Subsequent albums, including Deep in the Night and 7-Year Itch, received critical acclaim. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. With suggestive stage antics and a sassy attitude, James continued to perform and record well into the 1990s. In 2003, James released Let's Roll, which won the Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Blues Album. 2004's Blues to the Bone brought James her third Grammy Award, this time in the Best Traditional Blues Album category. In 2006, James released the album All the Way, which featured cover versions of songs by Prince, Marvin Gaye, and James Brown. She participated in a tribute album the following year for jazz great Ella Fitzgerald called We Love Ella. For you are mine at last. Del Alford died 11 years ago on this date. He is buried in Mount Holly Cemetery in Little Rock. Alford was a prominent Arkansas ophthalmologist, Episcopalian, radio announcer, civic leader, and politician, remembered largely as a leader of opposition to federally mandated desegregation during the crisis at Central High School in Little Rock. His role as a leading segregationist came first through his seat on the Little Rock School Board and then as the segregation sticker candidate who upset incumbent Democratic U.S. Representative Brooks Hayes in the 1958 election for the 5th Congressional District. The legendary Arkansas financier Whit Stevens summed up Alford's impact on state politics with the quip that Alford was like a wasp. When he is first born, he is bigger than he will ever be again. President John F. Kennedy held the first presidential news conference carried live on radio and TV on this date in 1961. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.